It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
7:23 and 13 degrees. Yeah, Wildcat News. We have Caitlin Tinkin back in studio. We've heard about the dance team. You've been running some messages on the radio. You were in, what, probably 3-4 weeks ago? Was it pre-holiday season?
Afterwards, I think it was beginning of January.
Okay, so a lot's happening. You're back in.
Yeah.
Tell us about the dance team.
We do have a clinic on February 7th in the morning for ages pre-K through 8th grade. Registration is technically closed. We will still take registrations, but we just can't guarantee they get a t-shirt. And we also take same-day registrations that morning. So it's from 10 to 12 on February 7th.
Is there a registration fee?
Yes, $25 per student.
$25 per student, girls and boys, okay?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, sure. And then what's the interest level at that age?
Actually, quite a lot. I think right now we have almost 90 students signed up.
So, my goodness.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a big clinic every year. So
sure. Yeah, that's like herding cats.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You have help. Please tell me you have help.
Our dancers' parents like to volunteer and help out that morning, so...
Well, a shout out to the dancers' parents.
And oh, absolutely.
Thanks for volunteering. Appreciate the help. So what other things are you working on? I know that the dance team is it's self-funded, right?
Yep.
And you have a lot of costume changes, a lot of uniforms that you need to switch in and out of. So all of these uniforms, can't just go to Walmart and buy them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not cheap.
Right.
But they're not overly expensive, but it still costs money.
Right? Oh, yeah.
In a year, and I'm going to put you on the spot, in a year, typically, what does that budget look like? $5,000, $8,000, $50,000?
It depends. I mean, I think each year is different. We did buy new costumes and palms this year. I think it depends if we add in like our travel fees and hotel fees and competition fees. I don't know, anywhere from like $8,000 to probably $14,000.
Yeah.
It's probably our average a year.
That really is a lot. And then especially to have to raise that money every year. You know, it's okay to say you take donations.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
If you are a philanthropist and maybe you would like to share some a monetary donation, think of the dance team, and that would be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of those students that'll be participating, how many of them actually move on and continue with that through high school?
I think it depends on if those dancers are in other sports. We see a lot of the time when they get to high school, you know, they want to be involved in everything. So sometimes they can't always commit to dance, and that's okay. I mean, this year we have 14 girls on the team. 5 to 12 out of the like middle school group will continue on, roughly.
And a very good experience. It's, it's good to learn to compete. Choreography, of course, that's a big thing. And then learning that choreography and syncing with all the other dancers.
Right.
Yep,
and
that's
our,
pretty cool.
Our 5th and 8th graders will perform at our showcase later that night on February 7th. Our showcase starts at 5 at the high school. And it is 25 years of dance team. So we do have a pretty cool alumni routine. So there'll be some people from 2000.
Sure.
2000 to 2004, that first class, they're committing and they're going to be out there on the floor. So it should be a pretty good showcase.
You know, speaking of choreography, who designs that?
It really depends. Like our state routines, we bring in a choreographer. Our very own assistant, Ashley Ilberding, did our kick routine this year. The girls do a lot of our choreography. I've done a little bit with some of the routines. We brought in another choreography, Kaylee Hansen. I went to high school with her. We brought her in and she taught the girls 3 routines over the summer. So, I mean, it just depends on what routine we're doing.
Your competition, well, it's not a competition, it's a clinic. What comps do you have coming up?
We will be done with comps. So next Tuesday, we do perform at the boys' halftime game. And then our showcase is February 7th. So our showcase always wraps up our season.
Who picks the music?
Also kind of depends. I would say whoever's choreographing the routine typically picks the music.
Is there a style or a genre of music that you prefer over another? Or does it depend on the routine?
Depends on the routine. I mean, I would say like a lot of pop would be like mainly what we use just because it's fast paced and, you know, high beat and stuff like that. So like this year, our palm, our state palm was a Black Eyed Peas mix. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
What other things do we need to know about? I mean, this is your time. Let's talk about the dance team.
Well, like I said, February 7th will wrap up our season. And then we will hold tryouts for the next season, probably sometime in April. So that will be like in the announcements at school on our Facebook page and things like that. So that allows the incoming freshmen and anyone else throughout high school that wants to try out. Yeah, we'll hold a tryout and then they will start, like we'll start in June. Not very much time off.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What's the time commitment for you and maybe the students?
Yeah, students typically, like we start June or July and they go through February. I really get February off and then I start planning in March. So I really a full year for me.
And you have a full-time job?
Yes.
Keeps you occupied and busy during the day.
Yes.
And then you have to transition. And I'm sure that sometimes the two kind of intertwine a little bit. Not that they're related. It's hard to be coaching a dance team or any team and not have that kind of blend into your traditional work day.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You enjoy your quiet time?
Sometimes.
Hobbies outside of a full-time job and dance team? Golf, read a lot.
Maybe golf.
Crochet.
I got some pretty good coaches out there that like to coach me on the course. Otherwise, I don't know, hang out with friends and family, travel a little bit maybe.
Always good to visit with you. Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming in. If you have any questions about the Humboldt dance team, get a hold of the school.
I know the dance team does have their own page under the athletics, I believe, or the activities. I don't know if my email's on there, but it's just cholm@ humboldt.k12.us.ia. Otherwise, like our Facebook page, you can always message us through there because those go directly to my phone. So,
Caitlin Tinkin is the dance instructor. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Have fun and enjoy the balance of the year. Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.